I'm talking to a lot of people lately about what am I here to do? What is it that I'm meant to do? What's my purpose? Obviously, purpose is a very powerful thing. And the thing I'm saying to people again and again, and what I'm learning from my own life, is just follow the love. Just follow the love. Just try and find the things you love doing, the things that create the bliss in your life, the things that bring you most satisfaction, and then gradually, over a period of time, try to orchestrate your life, or don't try, do, orchestrate your life so eventually you are just doing the things you love. At the highest level, at the level of the Tao, you can be washing pots and be following love. You know, you can be digging the garden and following love. You can be sweeping the floor in the factory and working from a place of love. It's not attached to, you know, anything grand or anything small. It's attached to everything. We can find divinity and love through everything. But initially, what we do is, when we're looking out there, we just start thinking, okay, what do I love doing? I know I loved writing. I know I love teaching. There was other things I was doing that I didn't love. I didn't feel I was able to invest my talents. I didn't feel as though I could grow my soul in these places. So I started to look at what I really wanted to do. Where was this, you know, where was the longing? What was it I longed to do? And I knew I longed to be around artists, about exchanging energy on a pure level, about creating from a place of love. So I just orchestrated my life so that I was around love all the time. Everything I do in my life is based around love. What I'm doing now here is love. That's what it is. I'm working from a place of love. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it. You think I'm talking to you. You think I'm talking to you, and of course I am, but really at the moment I'm looking into a camera and seeing my own reflection. I'm talking to myself. I'm telling myself. Everything I tell you, I tell me. Everything I need to teach is what I need to learn. So I don't do anything that I don't love. I just follow the things that I love. If I'm in a position when I suddenly think, well, really, you know, I want to be a writer, but I'm working in a factory, then I honour the factory and I say, of course, this is facilitating me. This is giving me enough money to live while I nurture my art. So it facilitates my art until my art can facilitate me. So I don't sit in the factory and say, I hate this place and I'm not going to do anything here. I'm going to do as little as possible. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to honour that place. That pays my rent. That pays my mortgage. That puts food on the table. I'm going to honour this. I'm going to turn up and I'm going to give it everything I've got. And I'm going to allow this money I'm earning in the factory to facilitate me while I start developing the art or whatever it is I really love doing, whatever it is I really want to do. Follow the love. So whatever it is, wherever you are, you know, do you feel love there? Do you feel longing to do it? You probably feel a mixture of longing and fear. But do you feel that, you know, if you sit down and think, what is it I really want to do? There's a great film at the moment, if you get a chance to watch it, called 20,000 Days on Earth, about Nick Cave, the screenwriter and musician. And he's just talking with his friends about moments that really encapsulated that love, where he said we brought the beast up, you know, where he brought the soul up. And he's talking about watching Jerry Lee Lewis on stage and saying, God, you know, he comes on stage and the stage lights up, place lights up. You know, the room fills with this guy's energy because he's got this essence. And they talk about watching Aretha Franklin walk on stage and the whole room go boom, you know, the whole room stops because of this woman's presence. And they're talking about artists that they've met, who they've seen him in the changing room, and they just look ordinary. Some of them look damaged, and some of them look affected. But then he said they walk on stage and the place comes alive because they're working from love. Look at Janis Joplin. She obviously, we all know Janis Joplin, had a troubled life and a troubled past. But fucking hell, you watch her when she comes on the stage. You watch her when she sings. She is working from a place of love. that's all I live for, that's what I get up in the morning for. It's a great challenge because there were so many old scripts that are saying that's not possible. Don't get above yourself. Don't be pretentious. Who the fuck do you think you are? And that's how it feels. You know, like someone's looking at me saying, who the fuck do you think you are? Fucking, do you think you're better than me? You think you're above me? Someone said to me once, the trouble is, Jeff, people are saying you think you're God. And I said, I don't think I'm God, I fucking know I'm God. If I surrender to God, I did a podcast on surrender. If I surrender to God, of course I'm God. If I surrender to hate, of course I'm hate. If I surrender to beauty, I'm beauty. If I surrender to generosity, I'm generosity. Whatever I surrender to, of course that's what I am. It's fucking common sense. That's who I am. I choose what I surrender to. I choose to surrender to love. And that is not without its challenges. I've got a lineage of perceptions and cognitions from this incarnation and from my ancestors that are denying that. And I'm having to process them. I'm having to clear them as they come up. I'm having to clear them in order to access love. But I access love through my... We've just done a film with my friend Rory Nolan. My friend Warner produced it, gave us the money to produce it and helped produce the film. I think it cost $3,000. It's not a big budget. We shot it in one day, but fucking hell, it's just love, wall to wall love. The whole thing was wall to wall love. Watching it, seeing the actor, watching it on screen. That's where I want to be, and I choose to do that. And of course, I'm an ordinary person. I'm fucking so ordinary. It's insulting. If I can do it, it's possible for anybody to do it. But you do have to be prepared to challenge the social mores, the social norms, which say actually it's a violent world and it's full of terrorists, and there's no money about, and it's shit and the economy's terrible and everyone's out to fuck you. You know, if you listen to all that and you surrender to that, that's exactly the reality you're going to get. So mine is just about surrendering to love. And my purpose, my dharma, my raison d'etre is the pursuit of that. It doesn't mean I'm there all the time. I have moments the same as everybody else of wondering what it's all about when I fall out of alignment. But I am in love every single day. I met a producer today called Ian, and I felt that connection. I was working with the Shemazians the other day. Love, 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 I'm there. You know, I worked with Craig Conway when I was working with Craig on our play. Fucking just, you just want to be around him all the time. Working with Nick Magnol, the director, same thing. You know, I was with Paddy Considine the other day, and it's just like, we went for a walk, we went for breakfast, we fucking disappeared the room. We connected to love. I'm telling you, this is true. We connected to love so much when we sat and talked that when they came to pay for the breakfast, they wouldn't take no money off us. And I said to the waitress, that's really kind, thank you. Why is it free? And she says, because we love you. I didn't even know, I'd never met her. It was me and Paddy just spent the whole morning talking about projects we love, projects we want to do, just about this place of love. So it's just about following love. If you're going to get lost and you're not quite sure where you are, follow the love. And it doesn't matter if you can't do it all in one go. It doesn't matter if you can't get there immediately. Just move towards love, and then love will move towards you. Thank you.